is Rob Stone from Fox Sports.
Hi, this is Georgie.
Hey, guys. This is Cole Liker.
You are listening to the Unused Substitute.
The Unused Substitute.
And you're listening to the Unused Substitute.
Get off the bench!
Hey there, little Red Riding Hood!
Throw, ball's gonna bounce down at three in the box. Bicycle kick! Goal! Rowdies! What a play! What a shot! And it's 1-0 Rowdies!
Everybody, it's Wednesday night, March 7th, 2018. It's halftime at the U.S. women's game in Orlando versus England. This is the Unused Substitutes live on Radio St. Pete, part of the Beautiful Game Network and sponsored by Roughneck Scarves. My name is Matt, and on the other end of the microphone,
we have breaking news.
Oh, no. Is this hard-hitting
Pelican news? We have an imposter Pelican, Matthew. An imposter Pelican.
Fake Pelican. We have been very diligently working on this story, revealing Pelican Pete for the fraud that he apparently is.
He lied on his birth certificate or something, or his bio doesn't match up. This is a travesty, and my dreams are ruined. We have an imposter. This cannot stand.
This is a travesty of a sham, of a mockery, of two shams and a travesty, and it's a Travis Sham mockery. Now, is this the long-form birth certificate? Did you get a look at that one?
I'm still waiting on that, but...
I don't know that he was born in this country.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, but we'll keep you all posted on Pelican Gate 2018 as this story develops.
You see what we're reduced to as when we do shows on game weeks when there's no game.
I know. Hey, I mean, this is important, hard hitting journalism. Come on.
I've got some comments I'm going to add to the Pelican Pete debacle that we are covering and keeping an eye on. But this is your weekly dose of the green and gold gospel. Even though there's not much to talk about, there's a couple things we're gonna throw out there tonight. But we're gonna have we've had some player guests on the last few weeks. We don't have any players this week, mostly because nothing has really happened. But we do have kind of the big news story, the one that we're most interested in, and probably most people listen to this are. The Rowdies have renewed, extended, enhanced, whatever you want to call it, their relationship with Big Storm Brewing. Last year's beer, Kick in the Grass, that was on tap at games, and we also had it on tap at Shamrock for watch parties, is now going to be in cans. And we're going to be joined shortly, momentarily, kind of hoping he just pops up any second now, by a guy actually we know pretty well, more well than we can probably relate on air tonight. LJ Gavoni from Big Storm is going to jump on in a few minutes and talk to us. And we'll get more into that then, but we're going to talk a little bit about the Big Storm's relationship with the club, look ahead to this week's preseason game, final preseason game. And then some season kickoff kind of info coming up. And then we have a giveaway to give away. I don't want to give too much info about it right now. I'm genuinely surprised because I have it set up. I'm genuinely surprised that no one has noticed this or said something about it yet.
About what?
The giveaway.
Well, they're not allowed.
Well, they're not allowed, but I mean, it's there somewhere for people to see if they were to look.
true, but I mean, I don't know how long this Pelican has been lying to us. How you expect people to figure it out?
All right. So while we're waiting for LJ, tell us what you have discovered about Pete the Pelican.
Apparently, Pete the Pelican grew up eating fish and taking pictures with tourists in downtown St. Petersburg. And in early 2015, construction began on the new pier. So Pete, the Pelican's a lie.
All right. Yeah, the Pelican is still a lie.
Yes. I still haven't heard back from the team for a comment.
They're obviously in PR crisis mode right now that you've sniffed out the
thing. We've uncovered the sham, and we need answers as soon as possible on this lie, this deceit that Pete the Pelican is pulling on us.
Now, I don't know how much of the info on the Pelican sham actually went out, but basically, at one point in the bio, it says that Pete was doing stuff in 2015, and then it claims his birthday is March 25th, 2016. We're on to you. We will not stand for this.
If I don't get answers, there's going to be a confrontation at the kickoff party.
I will demand to speak to someone's manager.
Yes, we need to know who hired. I mean, it says Bill hired Pete, but Bill would not be deceived by this lying penguin. I have more faith in Bill Edwards' hiring abilities.
First of all, Bill hires Pete when he's looking through, peeking through a fence, watching a game on Saturday nights. Like, if that was you or me, we'd get thrown out of the stadium. We wouldn't get a job.
And why isn't the Pelican, you know, he could get a bird's eye view, but he's just chilling behind a fence.
Oh, a bird's eye view. Look at that.
Yeah. I'm proud of you. I got this.
And then also, Bill spots him wearing a Rowdy's jersey, so they can make one, you know, for the Pelican. I can't get a preseason shirt and big enough for me. Come on now.
And just think, like, the penguin. I'm going to call him a penguin. I hope it's an insult.
Yeah, because he's a fake Pelican.
Yeah, the Pelican gets a jersey to fit his 6'5" frame with a 5-foot wingspan. How do we know that's accurate? But you can't get a jersey. They treat this Pelican better, this lying Pelican, better than they treat us fans. This is a travesty.
I don't even – why are we still – we should be in the streets rioting right now.
Yeah, we should get to LA. I'm going to save it for the kickoff party, and I'm going to try to get a one-on-one interview with Pete the Pelican to find out that what's going on with these lies.
I'll tackle him if I have to.
Yeah, let's do it.
We just got banned from the preseason party, didn't we?
Probably.
I don't care. It's the day after my birthday. Tomorrow. I get to do whatever I want for a week. That's in my rules.
I mean, yeah, let's take down this lion Pelican.
I'm going to allow it. We're going to be, LJ will be hopping on with us again here shortly. He, of course, called when everything crashed. Maybe it was him. Because every time we record something with him.
But your computer did this last week.
Yeah. But I'm just gonna blame it on him.
Okay.
I want to know what it says on the cans, what the beer pairs well with. That's what I really need to know.
Soccer.
Nachos.
No, F nachos.
Poutine.
Right in no.
What's up, guys?
There he is, LJ. What's up?
How you doing, man?
I'm gonna blame our technical issues on the fact that we're trying to record something between all three of us again, because that seems to be what happens.
I'm telling you, we're gonna try to do something.
All right. So we all know each other fairly well. In the case of the first recording session, probably more than we wanted to know. But for the sake of everyone else out there, tell everyone a little bit about yourself. Who are you?
Sure. So I am one of the principal owners and the CFO of Big Storm Brewery, Florida's fastest growing independent brewery, and proud partner of Tampa Bay Rowdies.
So I saw you open up a Cape Coral spot now. You've got Fat Point down in Punta Gorda, but now you've got an actual Big Storm spot in Cape Coral?
We did, yeah. So we actually bought the assets, you know, the physical assets and the intellectual property of Cape Coral Brewing Company, returning their former facility into Big Storm's Cape Coral facility while we look for another building, hopefully something on the water, fingers crossed, in Cape Coral to bring back Cape Coral Brewing Company.
Okay. All right. My my daughter always sells enough Girl Scout cookies that we get to go to there's a water park down there that we end up going to one weekend every year. So I will try and stop in and pay a visit next time that we're down there.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, like beer. It's a good thing. You guys tend to like it too. So you guys teamed up with the Rowdies last year and started producing Kick in the Grass. We've had it on tap at the stadium. We've had it on tap down here in Sarasota at Shamrock. We appreciate that. But you guys are kind of stepping it up this year. What's going on this year?
Yeah, so we're really excited. We you know, have been since last season ended, really. I'm sorry, before last season ended, our team had been working with Mr. Edwards's marketing and you know, business development team about doing something a little more special this year than just last year. And you know, with the blessing and encouragement of Mr. Edwards and the rest of the team, we've actually packaged the beer, Kick in the Grass, this year in 4-pack 16-ounce can packages. And a portion of proceeds from the sale are actually going to Mr. Edwards' foundation and the direct impact it has on art and the downtown St. Pete community.
Very cool. So it's going to be available, like, actually you can go into stores and buy
a 4-pack. Yeah, so, you know, it's, you know, people always kind of assume, well, you made this beer, it should just be easy to get it at Publix or other wholesalers. It's not that easy. But I will tell you that, you know, our distributors in Tampa Bay, Pinellas, and Hillsborough counties have both been very supportive of the project, and they're working with on- and off-premise locations to place the beer. So, look, I assume, you know, Shamrock's is a great example of a soccer-friendly bar that I imagine will have draft and or package. But, you know, our goal is, especially around the stadium, have that beer everywhere to be seen. I know the Sundial and Locale Market are buying a lot to resell and do some cool stuff with their fans. But we're hoping to get in a little more distribution throughout the Tampa Bay media market. I think that probably includes North Sarasota as well. In, you know, your traditional outlets, Publix, ABC, Total Wines, etc.
Because I'm thinking back to around Christmas time, I wanted to go. We were making some beer cheese soup, and I was like, I'm gonna get a Big Storm. And I had to make like 4 different stops before I finally found. I had to go to 2 ABCs. So who is it at Publix that we have to punch in the mouth to get the beer on the shelf?
Hey, I've been fighting that war on Twitter. I've been fighting the Publix war on Twitter because I'm sick of
it. Let me tell you something. Your comments have not fallen on deaf ears, my friend. So, you know, Publix is great. They're an institution. We all know that. And since I doubt the beer buyer is listening to this podcast, I'll probably just say it, or this on Radio St. Pete. You know, he's got a lot of stuff to sift through, right? Data, branding, everything else. So sometimes it takes a little longer to get what we want him or her to do done. But, you know, it's in the meantime, there are a lot of other great places you can buy the product. So we're pushing hard to get statewide and at least Lakeland set, which is pretty much, you know, that's the, you guys, us, we're really only going to ever really experience on our day-to-day lives the Lakeland set, unless you move to Jacksonville or you move to Miami. But I think we're getting some good traction, man. You know, again, Total Wine and ABC has been our friends. Target has picked up a bunch of our products. I think 4 SKUs in most Targets. Walmart, believe it or not, picked up a bunch of SKUs. So, you know, certainly, there's a lot more places to sell beer, but we're picking them up every day.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to go get that and not having to make as many stops to try and get it, especially now that I've taken to just ordering all my pregame food from Publix and stopping there. And there's that one right by the stadium would be perfect to go in there and get. And I won't punch too many people in the mouth because then they probably won't let me buy any beer in the first place.
No, I can say this.
A day job, yeah, Publix, and everything else.
They centralized their buying a year ago to kind of clean up the chaos. Think about it, right? There's 240 craft breweries in the state of Florida, the chaos their managers are dealing with. And I think they've successfully done that. And I get the understanding now that they are slowly moving back to the way the model used to be run, which was individual store managers had a little more say. So when you go in that Publix, if they don't have a Big Storm product you're looking for, you know, just do us a favor, ask for the manager, let them know you love Big Storm, and I guarantee you within the next couple weeks, there'll at least be something somewhere because that manager wants to sell that product.
Since we were retweeting some of the pictures and the tweets from the Rowdies and others about the cans things, I had a couple people ask, do you have any out-of-state distribution right now? I got some friends in Brooklyn who are interested in picking up some without me having to ship it?
Yeah, we don't have out-of-state distribution. I mean, I'm not going to drop the news bomb here without...
oh, come on!
And this is your scoop, right? The genre crossover scoop from soccer to beer news. But, you know, we are actively negotiating a contract with a few out-of-state distributors in territories that, if quite frankly, we screw it up, you know, and it's not screw up the beer, it's not screw up anything else, it's screw up the logistics end of the project. So look, we're working. The Northeast is a goal. I would suspect, though, that the chances of your friends getting our product in Brooklyn, there are probably a higher chance of us participating in an equity agreement with another brewery and then them buying that beer as opposed to, you know, Wavemaker, Arcus, and Tropic Pressure for right now. But, you know, I think we'll see the next 6 months. I think we definitely have some out-of-state distribution coming. We just want to work with the right partners.
So we're getting closer to the season. Are we going to see you out at some more games this year?
Yeah, as long as you guys leave your good computer behind.
No! We're upgrading now. We got people pumping money into this enterprise now. So we're at some point going to. Well, Dan actually has a laptop that actually works. We did a live show at Shamrock once.
That's not good.
Well, what happened afterward wasn't good, but the show itself was pretty damn good.
All right. Well, I'll come out, but I'll stay off the show. I think our last attempt that has been lost to the radio gods has. Was a big favor to all of us, or really to Dan and I.
Yes.
So we will.
Now wait, is this the one from the stadium or the one from Big Storm HQ? I can't keep track of all the shows we've recorded. That it's a good thing that we've lost.
Yeah, both of them. You're right. Yes. All of the audios of us. It was a good thing those were lost because I think we went down a rabbit hole pretty quickly and content that I would wish my mother not to hear for the second time.
Yeah. I wish my mother never listens to this podcast in general, especially if we can, especially that episode, if we got it up. That was an interesting one. And I'm glad it is gone in the ether.
We got to get together again sometime. We had a fun time up there that afternoon.
You guys are always welcome. Come up whenever, you know, maybe we can, I'll reach out to the guys at Shamrocks. Maybe we can do some sort of tap takeover down there at the beginning of the season. I don't know. We'll figure something out. But, yeah, we feel the same way. I'd love to get together with you guys, share some beers, and hang out.
All right. I was honestly kind of surprised that you were able to come on. If I have read Twitter correctly, just got married?
I did. I just got married on the 23rd.
Nice. I thought you were still off on the honeymoon.
Got back yesterday. It was great, man.
Good timing.
Spent some time in Napa and Hawaii and you know, no good thing ever goes unpunished. So we both have what I'm dubbing vacation flu. I think it's just sick, gross people that shouldn't be flying while they are, and they do. you know, give it 24 hours, and I'll be a champ again.
Nice. Well, we will hopefully see you in the near future. Are you guys going to be at the kickoff party on the 19th?
We are. Yeah, definitely. I know for sure. Our CEO, Patrick, is going to be there. I'm trying to make it. A few others are trying to make it. But definitely some of us will be there. But if you guys are going to be there, then I'll try even harder to be there.
Definitely going to be there. I'm not trying to drop any subtle hints here, but it is the day after my birthday. So if you have stuff lying around and you just want to throw something my way, I'm not going to complain
about
that.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
You got me there?
Yeah, I got it. Wink, wink.
I do think I'm owed some beer for chugging a bottle of champagne.
Oh, you actually did that?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm an idiot.
On video too.
Yeah, it was on Facebook. I might have taken it down but it was on Facebook Live and up there.
You know,
for a while.
At the wedding, somebody bought my wife these champagnes.
Dude, I had one.
He had one. It's been wrecked.
Yeah, it's destroyed, right? They look like a crack pipe.
Yeah, and it's...
I mean, they're glass. I thought that was the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
That was the problem. It's glass, and mine didn't survive. But I did a few of those in my life, and I regret it.
No, they look like straight-up crack pipes. I was very surprised.
Yeah.
Which, I've never done crack, but I can't imagine you feel much better after dying after you shambong a bottle of champagne. So.
I have never done crack either, but I feel like it would have felt better the next day.
But how many bottles of champagne have you done, Dan?
How many bottles of champagne have I drank in my life?
No, just in my presence alone.
Oh, what, four or five, six, somewhere around there?
Yeah, you haven't learned from that either.
Hey, Dan, so I was, when I was, it always goes back to Pasco, man. You're always trashing Pasco. So we're at Napa. We went to Mum, and you know the Lonely Island guys, the guys from Saturday Night Live. Santana DBX.
Yeah.
Santana Champagne. I thought that was a joke. Okay. So we get there and they go, what would you like to drink? Would you like a flight? We suggest this and this. And you really should have some of our Santana DVX. And I go, excuse me, what? And he goes, Santana DVX. And I start spouting off parts of the song to him. And he's looking at me, he's like, right. So would you like a glass of that?
Was it really so crisp?
Oh, it's so crisp. It was the best thing they had. I actually think I bought a bottle because when in Napa, if you're not blackout, right? So, I think I bought a bottle that's shipping here soon. I will save it for you.
You are my favorite human being on this planet. God.
Well,
that's,
I try.
That's
I try.
Oh, there was one thing else we had to ask because this has been a slight running in joke with us. On the side of the cans, what does Kick in the Grass pair well with? Can you tell us?
I don't. No, I mean, I know what the beer pairs with, but I don't know what's on a can. I can't remember.
If it's not locked down yet, can you put poutine on there somewhere just for Dan?
No, don't do that.
No. No, poutine pairs well with nothing.
Thank you. Thank you. This is vindication.
You're still eating it, Dan.
I thought you liked poutine, Dan. No?
No, I hate it. It looks disgusting.
Oh, I
can't
you really loved it.
No, I hate it with a passion.
Oh, then the joke's successful. It's working because I thought you really were into it.
No,
I'm the fat half Canadian. I'm into it.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. So is Chipotle.
Oh, okay. We're getting into a tangent here.
I got to swing. I got to fire shots back. All right.
Yeah.
LJ, thanks for coming on. We will hopefully see you on the 19th.
All right, ladies. Yes, you will. I'll be there just for you.
Oh,
thank you.
It. With bells on? Will you wear the onesie?
Why wear? Oh no! You know what? I gotta put that back up now.
Yeah,
what
you
did
do.
I take that down for? Oh yeah. Someone tweeted something about Romney, and I said something, and then they're like, "Tweet you not letting you do the picture." I gotta put that back up now.
Yeah, I think you're safe now.
Yeah. That, you're the one who warned me of that. That was good looking out, man.
I was kind of wishing because every now and then when I have my stuff together and the computer's not crashing on me, we'll like tweet out some stuff about people that we're gonna have on the show, or whatever. I wanted to put the onesie picture on there.
Oh, you should have. I'd have been cool with it.
I don't have it anywhere.
Oh.
I have to go back and find it. Hit people with the Care Bear stare.
I'll send it to you.
All right, LJ. Good talking to you again. We will see you soon. Congratulations again on the wedding and all the good business stuff as well. Look forward to drinking lots of Big Storms this year.
All right, bye. See you guys on the 19th.
All right. Talk see you, LJ. Later, thanks.
Bye, guys.
See ya. I didn't want to say anything halfway through, but I'm like, man, we've gotten a pretty good amount of time in without something else going wrong.
We got the important part of the show done.
We did
at this point.
And even better, like, you know, referencing the two or three recordings that we've made and lost, I meant to just put out there, hey, this can't be one of those recordings.
Nope.
But I didn't, and I didn't even have to, which is very good because we might be having to find a new place to broadcast from next week.
Yeah. Pelican update, still no response from the Rowdies. Nothing's changed. I'm going to watch this. I can't wait to get yelled at tomorrow or like Friday.
At this point, they're contacting outside PR firms to handle this because this is going to be that big.
Yeah, this is huge. I'm contacting Robert Mueller right now. We're gonna get the special prosecutor investigating this.
It is 8:34 p.m. and they've just woken up Jake Edwards.
Oh no!
All right. Well, let's go on with what we have left. Last preseason game coming up this Friday at USF. Kickoff at 7:00. Tickets are $9. General admission from Ticketmaster, or I guess you can probably buy them there at Stadium. Am I going to see you there?
I believe that we will win. Yes, I will be there. I'm 99% sure I'll be there.
Yeah, same. I've got to pick my daughter up there, so I've got to leave from Bradenton, which is probably already about halfway to Tampa from my house, to go all the way down to like Central Sarasota, pick up my daughter, and then come up there. But it's my plan to come up there for the game, and then we're gonna go hit Portillo's over by University Mall for a a late, super healthy dinner of
beef. I'm going to bed early after the game because I'm going to Universal all day on Saturday, and then showering in a hotel, and then going out on City Walk Saturday night, and then staying in the hotel overnight and coming back Sunday.
Fancy. And what's the occasion?
Yeah, it's just cause? A friend's birthday, as always.
You making up for Patrick now?
He'll be there, so I might get him drunk at this thing and see what happens.
Get him drunk, and then we can like call and do an impromptu recording, and he'll have forgotten about it by the next day, but then we'll broadcast it.
Yeah, maybe that's a good idea. Get on some photo Pat drunk that's in public.
The next thing, and I just heard about this today because I got a text on my phone about it. There's going to be a season preview special on MOR TV a week from tomorrow. I want to say 8 o'clock. I had it in the notes, but then computer crashed and I didn't pull the notes back up yet. Unfortunately, by next week, I won't have access to MOR anymore because we're finally cut the cable, dumping Frontier, at least in terms of cable. I'm still keeping them for internet. I'm going like full-time YouTube TV, and MOR isn't one of them. But I've got one of those HDTV antennas. The like flat, like rectangle ones. I'm going to see if maybe I can hook that up and pull that in so I can watch the special.
It's tomorrow, you said?
No, a week from tomorrow.
Oh, a week from tomorrow. Give me a heads up because I don't know if my sister gets MOR on DirecTV though.
I'm sure there's a way I can figure out a way to watch it.
Now that I live close to my family, I could either just crash my mom's or my sister's and watch it, one of them.
Worst case scenario, I'll go to Shamrock and get them put it on TV there.
Yeah.
That could be the plan. We'll just watch. Next Thursday, we're doing trivia now at this place. I could maybe get it on the bar, TV on the bar for trivia. That could be a possibility.
Possibilities.
And then, as we mentioned with LJ, the season kickoff party, the annual event at the Mahaffey. March 19th, it's a Monday, day after my birthday. I expect you all to be there with gifts or food, you know, or either. Doors open at 6 for season ticket holders. Doors open at 6:30 for everyone else. Or if you haven't figured out by now, it doesn't make a difference, honestly.
Since it's your birthday, all your food and drink on that night is on me.
Nice. You going to drive me home, too? Because that's the important part. Can we get like an app that you can drive my car with your phone?
Yeah, that would be cool. I don't know if I would trust me. I'm not very good at video game driving.
Well, what were you playing with your nephews today? I kept seeing the score, but I never knew what you were playing.
Oh, hockey. I was playing street hockey with the kids. We were outside doing
because like the one picture, you're like in the car, and I was like, what?
Yeah, because I was dying. I had the only reason why I did three periods is because I was like half dead after 20 minutes. I was like, okay. I scored 5. I'm taking a break. And then we did that.
So new house still working out?
Yeah, man. I love this place. I don't know where my ferret is currently, but that just usually means she's asleep. But this house is quite nice. The kids love it because they just walk to and from or whatever. And I mean, I got a great podcast there. Soon the other two chairs will be in here that'll stop the echo in this room. But everything's coming together quite nicely.
It's not so bad right now. Like when we first got on before everything crashed the first time, I could tell a little bit, but it's not so bad right now.
Yeah, I got to keep my voice kind of low and right into the microphone and not, get animated. Otherwise, it'll echo. But I put an area rug in here, and then two armchairs are coming. So it'll cut a lot of that, and I can close the door to keep the sound in here. There's plenty I can do. It's a nice little place, though. I love it.
I need to get, considering how many times you've come down here and we did shows here, I think we need to do at least one on location from the Dan Cave.
Yeah, man. Now that I have my own place, it's a heck of a lot easier. We don't have to deal with Daisha coming,
Or, just random whatevers.
That still might happen.
Random phone calls you guys would get sometime. We won't go into that. Man, it's amazing how we are able to, paddle water like this when there's no actual team news to talk about.
I mean, besides this Pete the Pelican.
Well, we get the Pelican. We still got the other thing, which I'm kind of, pushing here for a second. We got the giveaway. And I think that's pretty much it.
We have a giveaway.
Should we just go ahead and do that? There's nothing else. Do we have an update on the U.S. England game by any chance?
I don't have one.
Oh, wait, it might still be on my phone.
U.S. is winning 1-0.
Nice.
From an own goal. Wow. Karen Bardsley own goal in the 58th minute.
Not Robert Green.
No.
Was that the England keeper in when the men beat him in the World Cup?
Yeah.
It's
in the, according to Google, it's in the 69th minute, and nice. We're up 1-0 after the own goal. But we are dominating possession, 64%, 2 shots on target to their 0, 6 shots to their 4. They've been offside 7 times.
Who, us
Good
or England?
Lord. What?
England's been offside 7 times?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's still got that imperial nature showing through.
Who isn't Neville their coach? Isn't like
yeah,
mobile?
Phil Neville.
Yeah. No wonder why they're bad.
All right. So I've got the show notes back up. Also the other thing, USL finally put their, they've been teasing this kind of player, you know, from the player's point of view, player's perspective, whatever, initiative off. It's called From the Pitch. And it leads off today with, I think, a fitting example. It was an article written by Neil Collins about, you know, what keeps him going 18 years into a professional career. If you've never checked out Neil's blog, the stuff he does is fantastic. So it's cool that he's going to be, I figured when they announced the thing that he was going to be part of that. And it's cool to see he's out there with that.
He was, I mean, obviously kudos to Neil. I love what he does on his blog. And he was in the running for my favorite Rowdies player this season. But I think he's being edged out.
By who?
The other ginger. He listens to the show. Come on.
Oh, okay. My whole brain crashed. We're doing standardized testing this week. Leave me alone. Other excuses.
Yeah.
Yeah, we always got to go. We always got to go with a listener, especially one who proved that he is listening.
I know, and that, but he's going to take. I mean, the grief on Twitter that Graf gives is fantastic.
Well, and that's did you read what Neil wrote in his in that little post from today that they put out?
No, I haven't read the blog yet.
It talks about how, you know, on the teams he's been on, the best teams have been the ones that, in his words, just like absolutely slaughter each other with banter. And that's exactly what you're seeing from these guys this season. It feels like more than any other season.
Well, I mean, this is probably the highest percentage of players we've had on social media.
Yeah, they've gotten very social media friendly in the off season,
which is great. And I think the fact that the banter continues on to the social media is a good sign that this team has come together. Mm-hmm. And then the silly photograph with Cole Eicher, they had like that serious one, and then they had that goofy one. That was this team just feels like a bunch of goobers, but like in the best way possible.
I think it's cool that they did that, because there are, you know, we brought back 13 guys from last year, but there are a lot of new guys, and Cole is an important part to this, you know, club and community and fans and everything else to kind of introduce that at the beginning of the season and, you know, continue on with that kind of partnership. I thought was a cool thing to do.
Yeah. Last year was probably my favorite team, but this year they seem to have even moved forward to that. Like the chemistry that seems to be that has already seemed to have developed off the field is great, and if it translates to wins, is yet to be seen. But usually that does, and I think it gives this locker room a character that if we go through a similar, which I hope we knock on wood, I hope we don't, but it, you know, where we had that 8-game winless streak. You know, this team can get through it because there's just that bond. They can deal with the adversity better, which is that last Ricky Hill team that we saw did not just fell apart in adversity.
Yeah.
So I think that's good. But anyway, we have a giveaway.
All right. So the giveaway. So this has actually been in the works for a couple months now? Was it right after last season or I feel like it was more towards middle of the offseason. Anyway, it's been in the works for a while now, and we couldn't do it until just now because there's time constraints and other things. This actually was all before everything took off in terms of that, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, actually.
A couple weeks before. So, the donor, the facilitator, well, we're the facilitators, I guess. We've been doing the Patreon thing for a while. And we had someone get in touch with us and said, I want to do a 1 year run at the $10 level, but I want someone else to get the perks, the benefits. So basically they're going to pay the 10 year, that'd be nice. the 1 year, $10 level. And they told us, you know, decide, you know, whether it's going to be like a, you know, pick a name at random or do some kind of contest, or just whatever we thought would be the best way to do it. They'll get the perks. It's already been set up. You know, people might be running to their to the Patreon page now to find out. Except I know the person who won is not, because I know where they are tonight. And so we know
that doesn't sound creepy.
Well, because he told us.
I know.
But yeah, I know. But still. So we decided, I mean, we kind of talked about it between ours, like you and me, how we want to do this, and thought about doing, like, you know, some kind of contest or some kind of, you know, whatever, and just decided, like, there was one person we wanted to give this to that we thought would definitely, number one, appreciate it, and is not something that they would probably be able to do on their own at this point right now. Dan, I'm going to let you say who it is.
Who is it?
You know who it is. Don't do this.
Mr. Carlos. What? I don't even know his last name.
Carlos Rueda. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but that's, I know because we're friends on Facebook too, which is also kind of weird, but has been a big fan of the show. Has been a guy, he traveled, you know, he lives in Tampa, still in high school, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, a Jesuit student. Isn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know if we should be giving all this information out about a kid.
His current address is, home alarm code is... But I think the first time I met him was the Fort Lauderdale away game. The last time we went to Fort Lauderdale away, him and his parents made the trip over. But he's, you know, he puts a lot of pictures up on Twitter. He's got he does a bunch of like homemade banners and signs and things like that. Like it's pretty cool. We like kind of hooking up the young generation with the. Boy, that even sounds really bad. I just got to stop.
Yeah, probably.
But Carlos, congratulations. We will send you information on how you can access the account and the patron-only giveaways and posts and stuff like that. We'll let you know. I'll send a little message as soon as the show's over, actually. But yeah, he'd actually send the message we put out there on Twitter the other day that we giveaway tonight, and he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna miss it because he's in Orlando at the U.S. game right now." So hasn't been told. Jeff is there too, but we didn't even tell Jeff, so Jeff couldn't tell him in advance or anything. So congratulations, Carlos, you've earned it.
Yeah, man, enjoy the perks.
Maybe we'll let him eat poutine with you.
Oh, that's not a perk for anybody.
It's a perk for
unless he likes poutine, then go right ahead. Yeah. But I'm not gonna.
Now you can't do the thing where you take like two or three bites and kind of slide your bowl over towards him.
Okay, listen. First of all, don't get me, you know, a bowl that could hold the Atlantic Ocean full of poutine and expect me to eat it all.
No, we will get normal serving sizes. We will not let Amy be in charge of picking out the size of the bowl.
Yeah, like I mean. I ate because I didn't, you know, not. I knew I wasn't going to be able to eat a whole thing of nachos. So I was already full. Like I eat normal food. Just a snack sized portion of poutine will be fine.
Yeah, we will keep. I'll make sure the curds are extra squeaky for you, though.
That's so weird.
I think it's something to do with the salt content because they're very salty.
That's even worse. This is just squeaky, salty things in my mouth. Just not, ugh. I'm not, ugh.
It's not the way you usually begin your night, is what you're saying.
I don't end my night that way either.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to, oh, I'm not, yep. Stormy Daniels.
Oh. That's gonna, now we've mentioned in the space of like 2 minutes, a high school student and Stormy Daniels. I think we've got to end this here.
Yeah, I think this night is done. It's been fun, guys. I do, on a serious note, I have I love yous to the Rowdies, you know, organization for letting me be their super fan at the Tampa Bay Business General Summit.
So talk a little bit about that, because we didn't even get to bring it up.
It was interesting. I mean, I got the phone call. I got the call. That's a Sports Night reference. I got the call. Anyway, and, you know, I said, yeah, Beth called me and was like, hey, do you want to do this? I was like, yeah, that's fine. Wasn't sure exactly what it was at first. And then through emails and whatever, it was a representative from each four teams in the Tampa Bay Rays, Lightning, Bucks, and the Rowdies. And then, like, it was the COO of the Bucks, Bill Edwards. I think the COO of the Lightning, and Matt Silverman, who I think has the same title, of the Rays. And then there was Big Nasty, the super fan Bucks guy, Hall of Fame. He's a Hall of Fame fan. That's pretty cool. The one of the creators of Sticks of Fire, and a diehard Rays fan. And they were great. Like, I got there early because that's just how I am. And I wasn't sure how traffic was going to be from Pasco to there. And then I was sitting, got to see One Buck Place, because that's where it was. They brought me in. I was in a green room of sorts, which was the wide receivers room. And I can't, they won't let you take photos in the wide receivers room. And I'm not going to give away what I don't even know, but it was just, you know, motivational things on the wall. And then, you know, I was hanging out. And then the other super fans, quote unquote, started hanging out. And then Bill showed up, and Bill was Bill. And then they brought us all on stage, and it was just kind of like a discussion of, you know, what do you really enjoy about going to the games? What are the downsides? And don't worry, I did stick up for season ticket, benefits and things like that. I took that fight to Bill, and he, I don't know. I love Bill Edwards to death. He's done a lot for this club, but can I just say, I don't think he knows who he is or where he is 99% of the time.
It's one of the keys to being successful, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. When I brought up the season ticket things, he said something about, like, he's never raised prices. Which...
prices have gone up every year?
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what, like, actual basis he's, you know, what, like, technicality he's, like, being able to politically say that statement. But I don't know. But he was very receptive about the season ticket things. But I think... Matt Silverman of the Rays said a lot about how season ticket holders, because it's a thing that didn't affect the Rowdies too much, the secondary market, like your StubHubs and things, because, you know, whatever. But we were talking about that a bit. And, you know, Silverman was like, the question was like, if you're sitting next to a fan at a game, another fan at a game, and they said they bought their ticket on the secondary market for, like, you know, $10 cheaper or something than you got yours, would you be upset? I mean, my answer legitimately was, if we're talking about the ticket prices in the middle of a soccer game, we're not doing this the whole experience right. But Silverman from the Rays made a whole point about that's going to happen. Like, you can't help that in the sports business. But what you do is you make your season ticket your season ticket holders feel special with exclusive player access, exclusive events, maybe some merchandise, because that's what I pointed out. And this way, at the end of the day, yeah, you might have gotten your ticket today for $10 cheaper, but I have this from the season and whatnot, and it balances out. So I think that that conversation happened. Unfortunately, Bill wasn't very active in it, but I think, I mean, he was definitely paying attention. He looked like he was paying attention, so hopefully some of that sticks. But it was overall a great experience. We got a tour of the Bucks' new practice facility, that indoor practice facility behind One Buck Place. It is gorgeous. it was great. But it was just a lot of that, like a little back and forth and discussions about how we feel about things, and then the owners respond and vice versa.
So we can no longer claim that we've never spoken to Bill Edwards. I mean, you're full hashtag shill now.
Oh yeah. I mean, I made sure, cause now my Twitter, you know, my Twitter picture is me and Bill. I'm not going to lie. Like after that, we went into the, you know, he pulled me aside. He signed a check. You know, I'm on the payroll now, man.
All right. So can I get that new computer now?
Listen, I mean, I'm not making that money.
No, and that's, you know, you had mentioned that part about the access thing on Twitter, and I've been kind of thinking about it because going back to the first season at Steinbrenner, I used to get comped the tickets to go into the bar under, like behind home plate under the stand at Steinbrenner, that I think was kind of a season ticket holder thing, but not even all season ticket holders got that. And you'd be in there, and like players would come into there before they had even hit the showers. Like you'd get them right off the field. And they come in, sign autographs, take pictures, chat with you for a little while. I mean, they stayed there when, I mean, obviously they wanted to get into the shower because they were nasty, sweaty, gross, covered in grass and dirt and everything else. It seems like, and maybe this is a natural evolution of things, that as the level of player that has come to this club has gone up, the access has kind of diminished, and we're a little bit lucky in terms of, you know, getting to talk to them after games, getting, you know, doing interviews and stuff like that, and, you know, hearing some of this information first. But as far as the access for everybody else, it's basically, you know, I know there's the group that waits outside the stadium on game days for the guys to park and come in. And then, you know, if you can get down to the field or down to the front row seats, basically, to do autographs after the game. And that's really kind of it these days for access, unless, you know, like they go out in the community. There was, you know, pictures of them at an elementary school. They were at different like youth clubs doing trainings and meet and greets and stuff like that. So that's out there. But yeah, like, you know, there was a debate going on the other day online, and I forget everybody that was involved, but it was, you know, about the Hard Rock stuff, which I appreciated. I like the Hard Rock stuff. It's not the like perfect thing in the world for me because it's about an hour for me to get to Hard Rock, whether it's going to the buffet, staying in the hotel, whatever. I used it all last year. I kind of had to carve out a time to do it to make it work. But I see stuff like San Antonio put a picture. They had a season ticket holder only practice the other night, and they've had events where season ticket holders can come out and actually play with, you know, get on the field, talk to the coaches, they kick the ball around, do a little, you know, just kind of meet and greet, kick around with the players. Like, it seems like that's nothing, but to a lot of the fans, that's a big thing. The scarf, and the, you know, the people are like, well, I want a season ticket holder scarf or a season ticket holder jersey. I get that. I can see that point of view as well. But man, like, I'm already going to have like 5 different scarves this year. To me, the access thing would be the bigger thing.
Why not both? I mean, the access is free.
Right.
So if you do the access and a scarf, I mean, a jersey's a little much. I understand that. But I mean,
a season Pelican.
Like, scarf is fine. It's something to, you know, to commemorate the season that you've done it. And then you can do these events for free. Like, I mean, he runs the Mahaffey, so the kickoff party.
Right.
You can do events there. You can you have USF St. Pete. You can, you know, have a practice thing there, or even at LLang, which they practice at.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's plenty of places that, like, you can do the free events. And that, and then, I mean, and basic things like presentation. I keep harping on that too. Like, as MLS clubs are getting their season ticket, the fact that, like, the presentation is beautiful, and we get like a manila envelope with the lanyard.
Yeah, you get like these. Looks like there's the subscription boxes or something from the MLS club with all this, you know, kind of random propaganda in it. But yeah, it's the effort that goes into something like that is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to see a little bit more effort.
You know, I know the whole idea of the lanyard and the season tickets and everything. I'd rather them, you know, do like a more heavy duty, more like, you know, I don't know, upgrade the lanyard a little bit and, like, let me wear that to work instead of having it for season tickets. And then, you know, another way of advertising the team while people are at places where other people with similar interests might be, and maybe attract more people that way. We can be kind of passive advertisement. I don't mind doing that. But the season ticket lanyard doesn't work for that, unfortunately.
No, I mean, just like I said, just a little bit more effort and just something for us to, you know, feel a little special. So, I mean, granted, I know the secondary market isn't really an issue for this club.
This might be my point of view. Like, if someone sitting in the seat next to me paid $10 less, I don't care. I'm glad there's someone else at the game who maybe didn't go before.
I'm not taking offense at that. It was kind of an issue with the flex packs. I think it's more of that.
Because, again,
we don't have a secondary market. But the flex pack issue that they did address, don't get me wrong, they did address that this year, where the tickets were overall cheaper than buying season tickets.
Right.
There wasn't any perk to buying season tickets. So a couple of people, you know, there's quite a few people that didn't buy season tickets thinking that the deals were going to be the same this year,
mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, is silly. That's, you know, I feel like you cut off your nose to spite your face, but because that was addressed. But I do think that you just need to give, especially if ticket sales, ticket prices, despite what Bill said, has been slowly going up, consumers need to feel like they're getting something for their buck. And like the on-field product, yes, the players have come and gone, and it seems like the quality of soccer has increased from when we started doing this podcast. But at a certain point, you're going to hit USL level, right?
Yeah.
And the product is going to basically stay the same. So you have to entice people to buy for other reasons. And the perks, like, don't get me wrong, you know, the $250 Hard Rock perk isn't bad at all. But I think it misses the demographic.
To an extent, yeah.
I mean, it's good for, maybe make that a perk for your midfield
thing, yeah, yeah. It seems kind of weird to be getting a perk that's, you know, almost more in value or might be more in value than the actual ticket was to begin with.
Right. And I think, again, your midfield demographic is mostly going to be the people that would go to the Hard Rock.
Right.
I think your GA and, you know, lower bowl kind of your people, they're younger. I just don't think the demographic will fit for the Hard Rock. Like, I mean, I'd go, but it's so far out of my way that, like, it's just a waste of time and energy just to use that perk. I want something that, you know, I mean, and you're right, like a scarf. I got a trunk. I literally have an antique trunk to my left right now that probably has like a buttload of scarves. So why another scarf? Because it's just something, like, it's something to hold up at the game for the season. I mean, we're still producing scarves, so it's not that bad of an idea. But it's just something, you just want to feel like you're getting something. And season ticket holders, I haven't done too many talks so far for this season, but I think it's pretty much the same thing where they still feel like they're not getting anything.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know how many we'll see at the USF game, but maybe, and I won't be there for the first home game, but maybe we can try and collect some info that way at the stadium.
Yeah, I'm totally down for that. I'll see what I can do.
Well, and honestly, I don't, you know, the flex pack thing came out there, but I don't know that it was ever presented as, hey, we heard you, we've listened, we've got this, here's the advantage in buying this over that. I mean, we were told that kind of off to the side. Hey, this is, you know, trying to you know, address things that were said last year, but publicize it, put it out there.
Right. I mean, I checked to the math on it to make sure before I even mentioned it. Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at the six pack, the six game flex pack is more than it costs more per ticket than it would have buying season tickets, which is absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I get that some people can't go to every game. I mean, so that six game flex pack is great. You know, I mean, it's a good idea. Let's push it. I don't care. The six game flex pack is there. It works for people who don't want to spend the money on season tickets.
Right.
It's a good deal. You can pick and choose your games. I haven't really fully looked at it.
I think so. Yeah.
So, I mean, why the heck not? And I mean, really started buying season tickets, buy season tickets. And then if you cannot, then look at the 6-game flex pack. Otherwise, walk-ups, you know, you never know. And I believe they're a little bit more expensive.
Yeah, which way it should be. Yeah. All right, that's it. The only other thing I wanted to say, because I had this little note on here on the notes, because I got an email about it. They had the ad about it on Facebook. A special guest at the season kickoff party. I don't know who it is, but they said they're going to say who it is as we get closer to it, but I know being on a Monday night, being after the first away game, especially the Monday night thing is kind of the, some people might be on the fence whether or not you should go. I just got a feeling the special guest is someone that you're going to want to see.
It's me, your super fan. I am the special guest.
We were playing around on Twitter earlier, picking out like random obscure Rowdy's players to be the special guest. I had to get my Luciano Olguin reference in.
Your favorite.
I know. I almost went with Carlos Preciado. But I decided I am going to reveal the special guest. Ladies and gentlemen, it is going to be Graham Tatters.
Who?
Graham Tatters. He's a Scottish lad. He was Neil Collins before. I want to say he was a fullback, Scottish kid. Year two, year three, played. Was a nice kid. I don't remember him doing anything particularly special on the pitch, but was a nice kid.
Weird. I don't need, that name doesn't even ring a bell.
There is. I typed this in thinking there's no way there is one, but there is a Wikipedia page, like an all-time Rowdies roster.
Weird.
And it's pretty comprehensive.
Holy crap, we stretched this out even further. We're late now.
I know, right? All right, so let's wrap it up. I don't have any we love yous. We love you to LJ for coming on. Appreciate it. We have a good time when the three of us get together.
I seriously love that man to death.
And we definitely will try and do some more Big Storm stuff this year. The Patreon's out there. We're now up to 16 subscribers, and it's like 117 a month. We're one donation away from me having to do a painted body game.
Donate, mate. Matt, go to a Rowdy's game.
One more $10 donation, and I put it on there, and I said face to waist because I have shorts on and Rowdy socks and stuff, so there's no point in painting anything below the waist. That sounds bad. One more $10 donation puts us over the edge there. But I'm going to make you do the poutine first because that was the stretch goal before this one, so it'll have to be a game after you eat the poutine.
I mean, the poutine is supposed to be the next home game that, you know, we're both at. And we have to wait for Amy to be there as well, because she wants to witness this live. So
she can watch on Facebook. You know, we were at Shamrock. She couldn't be bothered to show up there. So, you know.
Wow. Yeah, true. Very true.
Wait, I mean, she's like our top donor. I can't piss her off.
I can.
This is true. All right, so Patreon's out there, patreon.com/unusedsubspod. Scarves, well, we'll have more info on Scarves soon, hopefully. As always, if you're listening to us on Tuner or TuneIn or Stitcher or Google Play or Apple Podcasts, give us a rating and review, especially if you will lie and say 5 stars and it's good and there's never any technical issues.
Yeah, well, everything goes swimmingly all the time.
Yeah. Thanks again to Wolfface for the theme music, to Radio St. Pete for a place to be. We're having the Radio St. Pete staff party soon, apparently.
Yeah, you remind me to DM me again so I can put it in my calendar so I make sure I go.
Okay, and I'll email them that you're going to come. And there's I forget which show is live on Monday nights, but they're going to do it live from the party, and we'll have to like hop on and say hi on a Monday night for something. Thanks again to Shamrock for being awesome, and to Big Storm for making good beer and fun people to put on a show. Thanks again to our sponsor, Roughneck Scarves, the official scarf supplier of MLS, USL, and U.S. Soccer. Get custom scarves for your group or team at roughneckscarves.com. Do we have a final score from the game yet?
I believe it was 1-0.
So they won?
Is that okay? Yeah.
All right, so they won the She Believes Cup.
Yeah, we win.
Which I got to say, it's nice because, you know, teams playing in Orlando haven't really had a chance to raise any hardware, especially in that stadium. So it's nice for the U.S. women's team to be able to give Orlando fans something to cheer about after the way all of their teams failed miserably last year.
True.
Not that we're still holding grudges or anything.
I honestly feel, I mean, it's 2018. I feel light. I don't care about them. We don't have to deal with them in any way, except maybe the Open Cup, possibly. Yeah. But otherwise, woo.
All right. And all this is just because, once again, I forgot to load Kick in the Grass, so I'm just kind of treading water here to get it going. So we'll be back next week. Everything's clear next week?
For you. Yeah.
All right. So not next week, not the week after, but the last week, the 28th, I will not be in town, most likely.
Well, poop.
Because it's spring break, and I guess you got to leave the Thursday before. my daughter has a competition up in North Georgia, and then we're on spring break. We're going to go to Chattanooga and Atlanta and not see either team play because they don't have any games. I think, if the way our plans are set up, that I'll be back the next day, like the next Thursday. So we could either wait and do it then. I'm going to try and watch the game at the Louisville game from wherever I am. But we'll talk about it and figure out what we're going to do.
Okay, just let me know.
Oh, almost perfect. Thank you. Good evening, and we'll talk to you next week. See you, Dan.
Peace.